Talk Radio 570 KVI. It's KVI Want to Know Weekends. KVI Want to Know Weekends. Welcome to Green Medicine. Discover the secrets to anti-aging and disease prevention with a founding father of natural medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND. Green Medicine starts now on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Krista Hinchcliffe, Dr. Hinchcliffe, from Bainbridge Island Naturopathic Clinic. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll talk about health and longevity, how it can be improved and maintained with natural substances and natural energies. This is primarily a call-in show, so if you'd like to call in with any questions, please call 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5757. Again, 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5757. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make Green Medicine Radio broadcast possible, so that I can talk with you and together we can get the word out about nature's medicine, the medicine that fits human bodies the best and with the least chance of harm. Prior program archives and a finder function are available there, so you can listen to one or more of literally hundreds of segments from prior radio programs at any time of the day or night. Just go to www.greenmedicineonline.com, click here for archive shows, then click any year displayed, and you can scroll through for any program or segment of any program you want. You can also click there for recent 2019 shows. There are tabs for topics, hosts, the Tahoma Clinic YouTube channel, the Tahoma Clinic, and a contact and a link tab. Thanks to longtime volunteer webmaster John DeBlaso, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine online website for years, and now to George Saxton for keeping it updated. Consider visiting www.greenmedicineonline.com to listen to discussion about any health problem and what to do about it. Why not recommend it to friends with health problems too? And a thank you to George, who has come over to my clinic here and set up all of the mic and other radio paraphernalia to be able to do this show from afar in my office. And as you may know from listening to the show last week, there are changes coming to the Green Medicine show. And you should check out the website, www.greenmedicineradio.com, for the latest information. So I wanted to start out the show today like I did last week by talking about the coronavirus or COVID-19. I actually was surprised last week that I didn't get any call-in shows, but perhaps it's because I had prefaced the show with quite a bit of information, and I'd like to do that this week, and I've added a little bit more information from last week. There's a little bit of repeat, but I think it's all worth repeating. So we are in Washington State, as you may know, which is dealing with quite a few infections, and we're doing a lot to keep ourselves away from other people or social distancing. And our schools even are now closed throughout the state for 6 weeks. So I'm going to start out with the hygiene portion, which is extremely important. So the first thing, which you've probably heard over and over again, and you may be getting sick of hearing it, but it's just so important, is you need to wash your hands. And you need to use soapy water, and you need to do it for at least 20 seconds. And some people may not even know how to wash their hands properly. And washing your hands properly means that first you get your hands wet, and then you add soap. and then you lather your hands. It doesn't actually have to be warm water. You can use cold water. You want to lather your hands. Just pretend like you're kneading dough and just get that soap all over your hands, your thumbs, every single finger in between your fingers, the backs of your hands, the fronts of your hands, your wrists, and just keep doing that lathering and rubbing for 20 seconds. And then after you're done with that, that's when you rinse your hands off. So it actually takes quite a long time. I know that some people sing to themselves while they're doing that to help keep that 20 seconds, like two times happy birthday. There's different methods, but just whatever you're doing, just make sure to wash your hands frequently. The other option, if your hands aren't dirty, like you don't have dirt on them. If you do, you need to rinse it off first. But if you don't have soap accessible to you, you can use hand sanitizer. Or if you're in a situation like you're at the grocery store and you need to disinfect your hands, then what you'd want to do is use hand sanitizer. And to do that, you want to make sure that hand sanitizer has at least 60% alcohol. As much as I love, love, love essential oils and other alternative types of products, I still believe wholeheartedly that that sanitizer needs to have 60% alcohol in it. So that's super important as well. And then the other place we need to look at as far as keeping our environment clean is surface cleaning. So we want to make sure, and this would be on a daily basis if at all possible, that we clean and disinfect high touch areas in our household. That means things like tables or hardback chairs, doorknobs, light switches, remotes, handles, desks, toilet sinks. We did this last night at our house. Actually, my husband and my daughter did most of it. They went through our whole house and did that, and we did that with a diluted bleach mixture. And I am hoping that we're able to do that as a family on a day-to-day basis. We also do that here at our office very regularly. If the surfaces are dirty, they should be cleaned using a detergent or soap and water prior to the disinfection. And then when you do the disinfection, you want to use diluted household bleach solutions and alcohol solutions with at least 70% alcohol. And most common EPA registered household disinfectants should be effective. Per the CDC, unexpired household bleach will be effective against coronaviruses when properly diluted. And what they mean by that is mixing 5 tablespoons or 1/3 cup of bleach per gallon of water, or 4 teaspoons of bleach per quart of water. Again, 5 tablespoons or 1/3 cup of bleach per gallon of water, or 4 teaspoons of bleach per quart of water. Of course, we know we're not supposed to touch our eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. That is another one that we really need to pay attention to. And then if we do, go wash your hands right away after that. The COVID-19 is a novel illness, and we do not have data showing any evidence of protection or treatment with any agent. And drug and vaccine testing are currently underway with existing and novel antiviral medications. So we need to do our absolute best to not spread the disease. And I personally also think, and I know a lot of my colleagues do as well, that we can do things to strengthen our immunity that then would make us less susceptible. So I do want to spend a bit of time now about talking about increased immunity, which I feel, again, is just really, really important. So first, sleep. Good sleep hygiene is essential. Your immune system recharges when you are asleep. Depending on your age, if you're an adult, 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours is great. As a child, children typically need a lot more than that, depending on their age. But sleep. Sleep is very, very essential. And then we have healthy foods. Healthy foods can mean a lot of different things. Right now, what I'm focusing on is avoiding sugar and avoiding comfort foods. I'm sure, like a lot of us, you may be feeling increased stress and anxiety around the coronavirus. And in times like that, it's really easy to reach for comfort foods, but really try to resist. We know that sugar downregulates our immune response, and we need our immune system functioning as well as we can make possible. Also, try to eat foods with the most color and as close to their original form as possible, as they have the most nutrients, so meaning your fruits and vegetables. I am being a lot more careful now after I bring my fresh fruits and vegetables home from the store, and I'm washing them with soap and water. And I know that there's other methods as well. I won't go into those now about how to clean your fruits and vegetables when you get home from the store and or before eating. But eating those foods are still important, as they give us so much nutrition to help us in our immune fight. And then the macronutrients are important too. You need to make sure you're getting enough clean protein and healthy fats. I'm really impressed with the Washington State response in helping the kids who need food. There is over 40% in our state that need help getting food during the school day, whether that's lunch or breakfast. And our state has been planning to still make that available to them even when school is not in session. So food is important, and choosing healthy food even more important, if at all possible. And when you're eating those macronutrients, the protein that you're eating, try to make it clean. And also with the fats, try to choose healthy fats. And then another way we can increase our immunity is with exercise. And this is more moderate exercise. I listened to a podcast this last week by my colleague Ben Lynch, another naturopath, and he went over a research paper that showed moderate exercise can reduce risk of upper respiratory infection significantly, like 50%. But then if you are using high intensity exercise, you could actually increase your risk of of upper respiratory problems. And moderate exercise is 40 minutes, 30 minutes. So please continue to exercise if you can. If your gym's not open, then perhaps you can go outside and go for a hike, or do core exercises in your house, or do body weight exercises in your house. Perhaps your gym that you work with is doing online or remote exercise programs. Find some way to keep active. And then, of course, we have our supplements. And again, these supplements are not here to cure. They are here to help our immune system. The first one is vitamin C. I'm recommending 1,000 milligrams, 3 to 4 times a day with your meals. Again, 1,000 milligrams, 3 to 4 times a day with meals. And this is adult dosage. I was listening to another podcast this week by my colleague Paul Anderson, another naturopathic doctor. And one thing that he mentioned that was new to me is that when our body is sick, then our digestive system will open its receptors up to take in more vitamin C than when we're sick. So you might find that you're able to tolerate more vitamin C orally than other times. Sometimes people get loose stool with vitamin C. So there's something called bowel tolerance, where you can take as much vitamin C as you can without getting loose stool. So if you got loose stool, for example, by taking 4,000 milligrams a day, then you would just want to try to back off and take 3,000 milligrams a day. The second nutrient is vitamin D3. We know how important this is to our immune system, and we also know from research that it is also really good for our respiratory tract. The dosing on that is 5,000 to 10,000 units a day with food. This is a fat-soluble vitamin, and it's good to talk to your provider about dosing on this because perhaps this dosage is too high for your body. When we get too much vitamin D, sometimes it will cause heart irregularities. It can increase our calcium level to too high of a level. It honestly doesn't happen very often, but it is a possibility, so it is always good to check in with a practitioner knowledgeable in nutritional therapy to see if that dosage is right for you. And then vitamin A. Vitamin A at 25,000 units a day with food. And that also is a fat-soluble vitamin, and that also might be too high of a dose for some people. People who have a liver that doesn't function as well, or maybe people who are elderly may not be able to tolerate that much. Pregnant women should not take that much. So again, this is general recommendation that is not for everyone, and it's good to check in with your provider. The next one is zinc. And zinc is a mineral that absolutely must be taken with food because it can cause nausea. 30 milligrams per capsule twice a day with your meals. Zinc can become low with viral infections, so this is a nutrient that we can turn to again to help boost our immune system. Sometimes zinc will deplete copper, but when you're using it for a short time period, you don't have to worry about using copper alongside of it. If you have a zinc with copper, fantastic, but that's not necessary. Next is our elderberry syrup. And the elderberry syrup, I'm saying approximately a tablespoon a day. I know it varies from brand to brand, but that is definitely one that I have at home that I'm using daily and with my family. Next, we have N-acetylcysteine. Some people call that NAC or NAC. This is an antioxidant. It helps our respiratory pathways. It's something I use almost always when people have respiratory infections. It can help break up mucus. It can help expel mucus. It just helps to keep our respiratory pathways more healthy. I'm having people use 500 to 600 milligrams three times a day. It does have a funky smell because it is the sustain molecule, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad supplement or that it's gone bad. Please go ahead and use it even despite that smell. And then last we have selenium, and selenium is definitely helpful for our immune system, helpful for other viral infections. It is dose-wise 100 to 200 micrograms a day. This nutrient can be toxic, so again, don't use too much. More is not necessarily better. We need to be cautious. So I'll come back and I'll summarize these again at another time in the show, but I know that we need to go to a break here, and then when we come back from the break, I have a little bit more information, and then we will start taking your phone calls, which I look forward to. Thank you so much.
570 KVI, more hands-on political experience than any other team.
Running for office, running political organizations, being involved at the grassroots level, every step of the process John and I have been involved with. I want to be the source where people can come and say, what does this mean? Help me explain this. Help me understand this based on my experience, my knowledge, to help people understand what's going before them so they can make a better choice and a more informed choice.
Kirby Wilbur, KVI, knowledge, values, and insight in 2020.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
This is what menopause can sound like. This is when your hormones are in balance. Our compounding pharmacist works with you and your doctor to balance the symphony of hormones. And that means beautiful music for you and your body. Whether you're on estrogen therapy alone or just considering hormone replacement, it's important to have balance in all of your body's hormones. After all, even one out-of-tune instrument can ruin the entire orchestra's performance. Call to schedule a consultation with your problem-solving pharmacist Working together with you and your physician, we can help bring balance to the adrenal, endocrine, and sex hormones so you can continue to make beautiful music.
Call Key Compounding today at 206-878-3900. Located at 530 South 336th Street and online at keycompounding.com.
Sound Kitchen & Bath is your one-stop solution for the very best in custom kitchens and bathrooms. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. From award-winning designers to exquisite pet-friendly floors and cabinets to the highest quality fixtures and countertops, we have everything necessary to deliver the kitchen and bathroom of your dreams. Now selling Pet Decorator Flooring, the most durable, gorgeous wood flooring designed for pets. Sound Kitchen & Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Start your day the right way. The Commute with Carlson, live and local, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio 570 KVI Want to Know Weekends. Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, continues.
Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Dr. Hinchcliffe, Krista Hinchcliffe, from my office on Bainbridge Island. For the next hour and a half, we'll take your phone calls to discuss how health and longevity can be improved and maintained with natural substances and natural energies. Our call-in numbers today are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5757. When we last talked, or when we were last on the show here, right before the break, I was talking about what we can do, what can we be in control of against prevention of contracting or spreading the COVID-19. And so we were talking about hygiene and increased immunity, and I was just talking about supplements as well. One of the things I wanted to mention also, I mentioned selenium last, but there's another herb that I have chosen to have in my house. I haven't started using it yet, but if I was to develop any upper respiratory symptoms or lower respiratory symptoms, I would add in an herb that's called andrographis. It's not one that I would say is as popular as other herbs, but it is fantastic. It has so much research on it. Of course, no research on the COVID-19. Again, I don't want you to be misled by what I'm telling you today. But it is definitely helpful for upper respiratory symptoms and possibly lower respiratory symptoms. So if I do get any symptoms, I or my family will be using this herb. The dose per capsule can be around 400 or 500 milligrams a day. I'd probably use it 3 times a day. So besides all of these wonderful things that we've already talked about, I just wanted to make a couple other comments about staying healthy. I just feel like the spread of information can be really overwhelming and sometimes misleading, and we don't really know all that we need to know, and it can make it feel very daunting at times and could create trouble with anxiety or even depression. And I really encourage you to stay connected, even though we have to do social distancing. I do believe that it's really important to still have connections. So whether that's social media, a phone call, getting a delivery of a package, something to know that you're still connected to your community can be so helpful to keep up your spirits and to help you not feel so alone. Being alone can definitely increase our risk of mental health challenges. So it's important to reach out to other people and to be with other people, even though you can't necessarily be next to that person. So please reach out to other people and offer help in any way that you can. just be good people to other people. Another thing is to get outside every day, get fresh air, get sunshine if you have it. I can't believe it. We're getting snow again in certain areas here. We do occasionally get snow here at this time, but it was just surprising to see. But that fresh air is just so important. Getting out in nature is so important. Just step outside, go to the park, get fresh air. You can exercise while you're there. And then also slow down and take breaks. You need to take breaks from the news and other media sources. It is just so easy to get wrapped up. And it really can create stress on our brain and our body. Our brains and our bodies need a rest from that. Try to create slow movement within your home, within your space. Try to slow down if you can. Take breaks, like I mentioned. So that is a lot of information, some heavy, some light. But we do have things that we can control in our environment. And just remember that we can control things. And that will help you to be able to continue to feel like you can do it. So let's switch gears. And I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. I'd love to talk about some other topic in nutrition and health today. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller, Dave. He is calling from Lakewood. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate all the good comments and the wisdom that you're putting out today. My specific topic is using vitamin D3, and in my own studies, just a comment here, I'm shocked at the medical community and the lack of knowledge being putting out about the use of vitamin D3, especially those people, all of us who live in the northern hemispheres that don't get mm-hmm. enough sunshine.
Right.
And so I was amazed when I got my last blood test that I said, well, can I get a vitamin D panel? And they said, oh, well, we don't do that because that'll cost you $200.
Yeah.
And I felt like telling my doctor to lobby, the providers and say, look, this should be at the top of your list if anyone living in the northern hemispheres, because my understanding is a lot of people are woefully deficient in vitamin D, and it's well below, 40. Nanograms per milliliter. And so Dr. Wright, I think, said 2 weeks ago, I heard him say that ideally if we could get it up above 60 in our blood count, mm-hmm. It would be ideal. Now,
right.
With that said, my question is, if we're taking 5,000 per day, we're getting other vitamin D from other multivitamins, other sources. I've read where toxicity levels, you'd have to get up to like 20,000 to 30,000 per day. So what is your input on that? And two, how important is it to supplement with some vitamin K?
Mm. Yes, thank you. So I definitely agree with you 100% about everything you're saying. I'll start with a comment about the lab testing. I do think it's important for people to do testing, but it can be cost prohibitive. Unfortunately, you're exactly right that the cost of a vitamin D test through our mainstream commercial labs like LabCorp and Quest can run over $200. And the insurance companies typically do not pay for vitamin D testing unless you have a severe enough condition related to a deficiency. Like sometimes they'll pay for people who have osteoporosis, they'll pay for people who have rickets. There has to be something that's really tightly connected with a deficiency for them to pay. So then the person ends up getting stuck with this bill from the lab that they have to pay. And there are some labs that are cash pay labs that operate outside of the insurance system that will offer at a lower cost. So you can always ask your provider if they have connection with any of those. Like I use a lab It's called Option One Lab, and I believe their vitamin D test is $40, and there's other labs like that out there. So I will offer that to patients for testing. And I agree with the number that you had mentioned on the lab as far as what level to get to. A lot of lab results, like I just got one today on a patient that showed her vitamin D was too much because it was greater than 60. But to me, that's not too much. I feel like finally that person's getting adequate vitamin D. And I'll even shoot for a little bit higher sometimes, like 80 or 85. But I'm also, when I'm testing for vitamin D, I'll also look at the calcium level. So I'll follow the serum calcium. And if I see that that number is starting to creep up, then that will be a caution to me too. Even if the vitamin D is not going up, I will watch that number and make sure that I consider bringing the dose down a little bit if that seems to be getting out of balance.
Okay.
So I agree too as far as the dosing that you were talking about. And here, like you said, where we live, the sun doesn't shine as much. And the way that the earth is tilted, the rays of the sun actually don't penetrate through the atmosphere very well during most of the year. And then also people go outside and they have sunscreen on and they're wearing a hat and long sleeve shirts and long sleeve pants because they don't want to get melanoma. But then that's also blocking our ability to utilize the D that we get from sunshine. So even other times of the year in the summer, like in August, when we should be able to get enough vitamin D when we're in the sun, people still sometimes need to supplement because of all of those other factors that are occurring. And vitamin K. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish with vitamin K.
Okay. So vitamin K, that's a really good point. I didn't talk about vitamin K earlier when I was talking about immune system boosting. So if I'm having somebody use vitamin D long term, I do like to have the conversation of making sure to use vitamin K with it. For boosting the immunity, that program I was talking about earlier, that's more of a short term plan, like a 3-month plan. So I'm not as concerned. But the vitamin K helps, as you probably know, but to our other listeners that might, vitamin K is a messenger that helps our calcium know where to go in the body. So it helps deliver the calcium to the bones. So when we take vitamin D, it increases our utilization of calcium. And then we need to make sure our calcium is getting to the right places. We don't want it to contribute to kidney stones. We don't want it to create atherosclerosis. So we want to make sure that we have that vitamin K there to be able to help signal that D to do the right thing and get that calcium to go in the right places. And dosing wise, we're looking primarily at vitamin K2. There's the two different kinds, the MK four and the MK7. There's different dosing. I would say approximately for a total K2 dose is about 100 micrograms a day, but I know every company varies a little bit, so that's just an average.
And is that not critical, but something that you could do maybe more occasionally? You wouldn't have to necessarily do it every day.
Yeah, and you might find that there's vitamin K in your multiple, or there might be vitamin K actually in the vitamin D supplement you have. A lot of companies now are making those together.
I've listened so much to Dr. Wright, and then also I take the newsletter from Dr. Mercola's site, and it's amazing the difference in what vitamin D3 does for the body, and especially to fend off, you know, serious illness. And I have to think that I just read today that the this virus, the coronavirus, people are asking the question, well, why aren't there more cases showing up in these countries? And you look at the countries, they're all in the tropics. They're all getting huge amounts of sun.
Right.
I think there's a link between the vitamin D there and people's health that we don't talk about enough. So
I'm hoping research eventually is done.
I appreciate your sharing that, though, and I hope that helps other people.
Yeah, thank you so much for your question. I enjoyed talking with you today.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. Thank you. Okay, we are actually at our next break, so we're going to go ahead and take our break, and then afterwards we'll come back and we'll take more calls. Thank you.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 206-209-4200. That's 206-209-4200. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way, online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
Tom Turner here, host of the Northwest Auto Show, with a reminder that for vehicle maintenance and repair, the work will be done right at an Auto Care Alliance shop near you. I know these shops. You can trust them and their workmanship. For shop locations, go to AutoCareAlliance.com.
For auto body and collision repair, it's Automotive Images in Tacoma. And for vehicle repair and maintenance, it's Performance Prep in Federal Way. Find them both at AutoCareAlliance.com. AutoCareAlliance.com.
Aging Options asks, do you have a comprehensive life plan?
Most of us hope to spend wisely, invest conservatively, but a single healthcare episode can decimate our savings and leave us on the doorstep of a nursing home.
Protect your assets and preserve your quality of life. Start at AgingOptions.com.
And I will show you what it takes to plan a happy, healthy, and successful retirement.
For a comprehensive life plan, know your options. Visit AgingOptions.com.
Some say three is a crowd. We say the more the merrier. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays 9 to noon.
And you're listening to Green Medicine. Now back to your host, Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND.
Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Dr. Hinchcliffe, Krista Hinchcliffe from the Bainbridge Island Naturopathic Clinic. For most of the next hour and 15 minutes, we're going to take phone calls and discuss how health and longevity can be improved and maintained with natural substances and natural energies. Our call-in numbers are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5757. Dr. Wright is obviously out today. He will be back next Saturday. And there are changes coming to the Green Medicine Show. You should check out the website, www.greenmedicineradio.com, for the latest information. I'd like to go ahead and get on to a couple more callers. So our next caller is Terry, calling from Mount Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Your intro answered most of my questions about supplements for cold symptoms, and I'm taking almost everything on your list. But Dr. Wright, in the past, has suggested some very short-term mega doses of DNA.
Yes.
At the first sign of symptoms. And I don't remember what he said about and what you have to say about it.
Yes, definitely. There is a study that was done on cold symptoms, and it is a definite high dose protocol of vitamin A and D, and I think it's fantastic. And thank you for bringing that up so that we could talk about that. I didn't have that as part of the intro. Again, the vitamin D and A, like I mentioned before, are fat soluble. So for people who have poor livers that can't process fat soluble vitamins very well, I'd be very cautious and just check with your provider first. But in that study, what they did is on the first day of symptoms, the person would take 150,000 units of vitamin A, and that's just a single dose with food, and also 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3, a single dose. So 150,000 A and 15 of D3, one time for one day. If on the second day you're still not feeling well, they actually then had the person take 50,000 of A and 5,000 of D.
Okay.
If still not feeling well on the third day, then interestingly, you go back up and it's 100,000 of A and 10,000 of D.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. I, at the initial onset stage here, just had symptoms of, runny nose, scratchy throat, wet cough from the drainage, and a little bit of bronchial irritation. So sounds like this would be a good place to start. And I'm also doing liposomal C at 10 to 12,000 a day in divided doses, 2,000 milligram in divided doses, 5 or 6 times a day to keep the blood levels up.
Great.
And I have a genetic hemochromatosis issue that, but it's heterozygous, not homozygous. And I've also got an MTHFR 677 issue. And as long as I pay attention to methylation, the hemochromatosis doesn't seem to express. Now, with optimal and safe iron levels in the blood, does this level of vitamin C present a risk?
So just for our listeners who might not know what hemochromatosis is, it's a genetic disorder where people accumulate iron in the body. And for someone who is homozygous, they have two mutations, and heterozygous is one mutation. So somebody who's homozygous has more of a possibility of having this be an actual problem than somebody who's heterozygous. So with vitamin C does increase absorption of iron. You are right to think that there could be a possible concern, and I honestly don't know if there's any research on the exact dosage upper limit, so I would have to say that our best way of knowing that would be to every once in a while have you do an iron panel with a ferritin level. I would hope that if you're taking it, like you said, with food, that mostly your digestive system is going to absorb it and utilize it properly and not create a problem. But I just don't know 100% because I don't know any research that would show us that. But I think it's good to be cautious and then do what you can to monitor that.
And I do have quarterly iron testing done for serum and ferritin and, percent sat and all the rest.
Good.
And that keeps, and what I found is that a few years ago, when I learned about my MTHFR issue and started paying attention to methylation, I no longer had to do phlebotomies.
Oh.
And, and my ferritin hangs out around 50, 55, something like that, and serum iron is within the optimal range and so on. So that seems to be under control, unless I get sloppy with the B vitamins. But I'm hoping I'm okay with that.
Right.
So,
I agree.
Anyway,
I agree.
Okay, so okay. I will. I'll try this DNA regimen along with the high dose vitamin C, and you know, like I say, it's liposomal, goes into the bloodstream, into the tongue, so I don't have the bowel issue.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So that way I can get the high dose.
Yeah, you can get the higher dose. Wonderful.
So as long as I'm not messing things up otherwise because of the iron.
Yes.
And I'm due in this month or first part of next month for another checkup on that anyway. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Also, to all of you out there, comment about Terry's call. He was mentioning an MTHFR mutation. This is something that is being tested, I would say, a little bit more frequently, especially in the complementary medicine world. We test a little bit more frequently for it. It is a gene that creates an enzyme, and that enzyme helps our body to utilize folate, which we usually refer to as folic acid, but folic acid is a synthetic form, and we want to make sure we're using folate when we supplement. But people who have a mutation then aren't able to utilize their folate as efficiently, and then that can branch off and create a lot of other disadvantages in the body. For a lot of people, correcting that then can help to balance out those disadvantages. So like for his example, he was saying with his hemochromatosis, he was having a hard time being able to get rid of his iron. And so he was having to do therapeutic phlebotomy, where he would go in and actually donate blood to get rid of the extra iron, which is really healthy to do. But since he has been correcting the MTHFR mutation by taking the B vitamins, specifically like methylfolate and methylcobalamin, the methylated forms of the folate and B12 and other B vitamins and cofactors, he actually has not had to get therapeutic phlebotomy because it is helping to regulate his iron better, which is completely amazing. So we know that treating the MTHFR mutation for people can be really helpful for a lot of different reasons. So thank you so much, Terry, for that call. That was very insightful. So we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, Bonnie, and Bonnie is calling from Edmonds. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling for a friend. I've been taking the Remind, Dr.
Okay.
Wright's Remind, and it has lithium in it, and she's forgetting words or forgetting where she is, not necessarily, but like going from one room to another, what she went into that room for. And so I told her that she should take the Remind. Well, she went to her MD, and he said that she should not take it because it has lithium in it, because she has a leaky valve in her heart.
Mm.
So I was wondering if you had any information on that.
Okay. Well, I will just make a comment first about the Sage Remind product. And so our listeners know more about what you are speaking to.
Sure.
So Dr. Wright has a line of supplements. Copy Nature is the brand. And one of his projects is this Sage Remind. And in it, there are a few different ingredients. So there's niacinamide, lithium, as you mentioned, taurine, quercetin, carnosine, sage, curcumin or turmeric, and rosemary. And he's talked about this on other shows in the past, but the combination helps to slow the progression of our cells in our brain into what's called senescence, and it also helps to eliminate senescent cells through lysis, removing the inflammatory effects in surrounding tissues. So I won't go into any more detail than that, but your question is more specifically about lithium. And I would say that people who think of lithium oftentimes think about lithium in regards to mood disorders, like maybe a person who has bipolar, right, may be taking lithium.
Right.
And the dosage of the lithium that that person takes is a much higher amount than the lithium that's over the counter. And we have to remember lithium's a mineral, just like calcium and magnesium. Lithium is often depleted in our soil, so a lot of people have deficient lithium just because of the way our farming's been done over time. And lithium has been shown to definitely be helpful for memory. So I think it was a great thought for you to recommend this product for her. In his supplements, especially this one here, he has 20 milligrams of a form of lithium called lithium orotate, and that's in 8 capsules. So if a person is nervous about using that much lithium, then I usually have them start lower. You know, you could start with 2 capsules, then go to 4, 6, 8, and see if you're having any reaction to the lithium. The one thing that I personally worry about with lithium is people who have thyroid disorders, because we know lithium is actually a treatment for hyperthyroidism. It's not one of the recommended treatments most often anymore for hyperthyroidism, but it is an option. So we know that lithium can suppress thyroid function. So for somebody who has hypo or low thyroid function, we want to be cautious and monitor their thyroid function while they're using it. I honestly am not aware of this low-dose lithium being hurtful to the heart, and I would encourage your friend to ask her doctor if she feels like that would be okay, if she feels like she has a good relationship with that person, to provide her with information why that would not be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that it sounds like it would be really beneficial, but of course I don't know her whole health history, but
right.
Typically I don't see, anyways.
Okay.
I would, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You would what?
I would just have more of a conversation with the provider.
Okay.
Yeah.
My last question here is, when I first got the Remind, it didn't have the sage and the other extra stuff
yes,
in it.
Yes, right.
So
yep.
Is it the same price, or is there a change in price now?
Uh-huh. Right. So you're exactly right. So Dr. Wright, I'm going to actually go to their website, the Tahoma Dispensary website. So there used to be 2 separate products. There used to be Sage Memories, and Sage Memories was the one that had niacin, as niacinamide, lithium, and sage, and curcumin and rosemary all together. But it didn't have the other ingredients in it. And then he had another product called Remind. And what he did is he combined the two together.
Okay.
So now there's just one product. I honestly don't remember the price of what the Remind was to be able
$49.
To compare it. Okay, so the Sage Remind is actually a little less than that.
Great. I'll
yep.
order bottles Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good day. So like she was asking about the lithium and valvular disease, I just wanted to reiterate, I don't know of any research on the low-dose lithium creating a problem, but if your provider has a concern, it's just always nice to have a conversation with them about that, because there may be some situation that provider's encountered in the past that would make them concerned, or maybe they do know of some study that was done on low-dose lithium or whatever it might be that would create an issue for you. So we are getting close to our next break, so I'm going to stop soon here and go on to our break. And when we come back, we can talk more and take more questions. Thank you so much.
WTBI Seattle.
Tune in and tune up. From remodeling your kitchen to building your network.